Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 501 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Kelly.
Hi, my name is Kelly Croy, and I have a blog and podcast at WiredEducator.com. My question is for Pat regarding his annual report. I really enjoy looking over Pat's annual report, and I realize it must take a great amount of time and care to keep track of those numbers and write that report. It's very helpful for me as a family man and entrepreneur to see Pat's goals, both financial and personal and family, and to track sales. And I would like to do something very similar to that. I'm wondering how Pat keeps track of those numbers. It seems like it would require a lot of work and time. Does he do it daily? Does he do it monthly? Does he hire somebody to do it? And if he does, I'm also wondering, what did Pat do to keep track of this before he hired someone as an assistant to keep track of that? So thanks again. And Pat, I hope you did really well on your triathlon.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Thank you so much for the question today. You know, I actually keep track of my income monthly through these monthly income reports that you can anybody can see on the blog, actually. And that helps me create the yearly annual report. But in terms of how to keep track of those numbers in general, in terms of the expenses, it's very easy because I just look at my bookkeeping account and software. And again, I mentioned FreshBooks earlier, so you can check that out. And that helps me understand what I'm spending money on, which is great because throughout the year I go in and see, okay, well, I can make adjustments and do all those sorts of things. Now, in terms of the income coming in, you know, I get the total income and the affiliate checks come in and the affiliate commissions come in and payments from advertisers and all those sorts of things come in. But in terms of categorizing them by actual product, I have to do that manually every single month because I go into the different accounts that I am involved with these different companies, for example, that I'm an affiliate for, or, you know, the companies that I help promote as a sponsor on the show, or products that I sell. I go into each of those different places. They each have a different way of keeping track of their software and or of the sales. And unfortunately, there's no great solution that has been able to kind of combine all those things into one place. There's been a few attempts at some places, some websites, some apps that have tried to consolidate through APIs and things like that, that have tried to consolidate all that information into one spot. And it's been okay at working, but you know, it's not able to get all the different kinds of shopping carts and products and things like that. So I just found it easier to just go in manually into each of those different products and actually get the reports from them, because then I could see the real numbers and actually see what the trends are. Now, that also gives me a lot more information too, beyond just getting the number itself. So I go in myself, and I could hire somebody to do that for me, but that's something I feel is important for me to do, not just because I don't want people to see inside those accounts, which I honestly, it doesn't matter because I share those numbers anyway, but it helps me understand what's going on in my businesses a little bit better. It helps me get more deep into what's happening so I can then make decisions based off of that. So, you know, the way I make that a little bit easier for myself, however, is that I have a couple things working in my favor. One is in order to get access to all those different reports from all those different companies where I can then see the monthly numbers and the annual numbers and all that sort of stuff and the trends and whatnot, I have a way or a way to organize what those websites are where I can just quickly log into each of them. So I have a thing on my Chrome extension browser or Chrome browser extension called SpeedDial 2. And in SpeedDial 2, you can create these sort of folders of different bookmarks and all those sorts of things. And so when it's time for me to go and find these reports, I just go into that specific tab for affiliate partners and for products that I sell and all those sorts of things. And I have them already set up so that when I open those, they go to the direct place where I just need to log in to get access to those things. Now I can open up all of them at the same time, which helps. And then I have a tool called 1Password. There's also another one called LastPass, but this 1Password tool or LastPass allows you to quickly and easily log in without actually having to remember each of those different passwords for each of those different places. Sometimes the username is the email address. Sometimes it's one that you create on your own. Sometimes the passwords are different because they have different rules and, you know, a certain amount of characters that you have to have and that sort of thing. So again, the combination of SpeedDial 2, which allows me to open up all of those websites that I'm affiliated with all at once, and also using 1Password to go in and log into each of those really quick, just makes it really easy. It actually doesn't take very long. I would say about an hour every month to go into those reports and find those incomes and everything that's going on with each of those websites. I also have a specific folder for income notices in my inbox, and anytime I get a payout or something like that, I can go into that specific folder in my Gmail business account and see, you know, a whole list of all of them and get information from there too. So that's pretty much how I keep track of it. And, you know, I'm very thankful that, Kelly, you said that you like these reports because I enjoy writing them. They're very informative, but I also know that they inspire a lot of people too. And they also show throughout the course of the year because I do these every month, but the yearly ones are interesting because you can see what has happened throughout the middle of the year. And I also do talk about my goals and stuff too. And you're going to see some posts on the website and potentially a podcast episode that's going to be talking about, well, what's coming up in 2016 and what my goals are and talking about, you know, what all that means. And this is, of course, related to my upcoming book and a lot of the focus that I've been working on over the past year. It's going to come to fruition in 2016. So I'm stoked about that. And I'm stoked that you are all excited about it. And I appreciate your support for that too. So again, in keeping track of my numbers, just try to make the process as easy as possible by taking out a lot of the busy work and just using tools and ways to automate that process as much as possible. That's just something I do with everything. And in terms of keeping track of my numbers and being able to report back to you on everything, that's how I do it. So you know, I might get to a point where I hire somebody to do that myself, somebody who just keeps track of just the finances only and that sort of thing. You know, I have a CPA, I have a bookkeeper, but somebody to really go in and just pay attention to all that stuff and help me with my reports too. I think that is not something I'm against, but like I said, I enjoy going in there myself and actually getting into the numbers and looking at the trends and stuff. But if there's somebody out there that could help me, you know, I might think about doing that in the future. But anyway, Kelly, thank you so much for your question. I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and I want to wish you all the best of luck. Thank you to everybody else out there who has asked a question. Just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask your next question right there, and you might get featured on the show and get an Ask Pat t-shirt too. And as always, I love to end with a quote, and today's quote is from somebody who is unknown, but I love this quote, and that is, "For maximum attention, nothing beats a good mistake." So hopefully you're making healthy mistakes in your business too, putting attention into that and moving forward in your business. Thank you so much. I appreciate you and take care. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now you might've noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.